The sponsors of Initiative 502 were very clear. They said it was time for a new approach to marijuana in Washington. They wanted to allow adult pot use, free up law enforcement to focus on violent and property crimes, and, quote, take marijuana out of the hands of illegal drug organizations. But on that last point, the state's official pot consultant, Mark Kleiman, says just because there's a legal market doesn't mean the black market will disappear.
What's missing is a decision at the state level to get state and local law enforcement engaged in driving people out of the illicit market into the licit market.
The governor's office counters there has been a decision to get state and local law enforcement involved in driving out the black market. In a letter to U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder last February, Governor Jay Inslee called for vigorous enforcement of marijuana laws. He also sounded an optimistic note that local police would do the same, especially since local government will get a piece of the revenue pie from the sale of legal pot. Even so, Liquor Control Board member Chris Marr is voicing concern the police will still be stretched too thin.
What we're hearing from law enforcement is they don't have the resources to keep it in check.
The Washington State Patrol acknowledges law enforcement resources are an issue, but the agency says it will continue to work with the feds to target mid to upper level marijuana dealers. As for pot consultant Kleiman, he sets a pretty low bar for success. He says if in year one, 25% of the pot trade goes through licensed stores, that would be, quote, pretty satisfactory. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.